Well, over 10 years ago, a group of comedians in Victoria had an idea. Let's raise the money for children's charity by playing the world's most boring video game. And if you didn't know, the world's most boring video game is called Desert Bus. In the first annual Desert Bus for Hope, the crew raised just over $22,000. And now a decade on, they've raised over $4 million. And right now, they are in the midst of another marathon edition of Desert Bus for Hope. Joining me on the line right now is Kathleen DeVere, one of the people behind Desert Bus for Hope. And Kathleen, are you behind the wheel right now?
No, I thankfully and safely stepped away to avoid crashing a second time to take this call.
Well, that's right, because that would be distracted driving, wouldn't it?
That's correct.
Okay.
And we do a lot of that. Don't do as we do, do as we say.
Okay. So let's start right at the beginning. Kathleen, what exactly is Desert Bus?
Okay, so Desert Bus is a game that Penn and Teller made in the 1990s as a joke, and they called it a Vera simulator. Basically, at the time, people thought video games were violent and wouldn't do any good for the world. So they're like, what if we make a video game that teaches you how to drive a coach bus from Tucson to Las Vegas and back again? And it is a verisimilitator in the fact that it takes you 8 hours to do this. Once you achieve this, you get 1 point and the option to turn around and get another point. There's no scenery, nothing changes, no passengers get on the bus. If you let go of the A button, the bus crashes. If you overcorrect too much to the left, the bus crashes. And if you don't correct the steering, the bus crashes.
It sounds strangely compelling, boring, and stressful at the same time.
Oh, yeah. It's as somebody who's done this for, I guess, over a decade now, it is surprisingly easy to crash, even though it only requires the bare minimum of input.
So now you put on the first charity fundraiser in 2007. What were you expecting when you did this?
Well, our friend James was like, we should raise money for Child's Play. It's a fantastic charity based out of Seattle, but it raises money for children's hospitals all over the world, including BC Children's Hospital and Victoria General, where the pediatrics ward here is in Victoria. But we thought we'd do an international charity with international reach because we have an international fan base. And at the time, we were like, oh, let's see if we can raise maybe $5,000. And that first year, we raised $22,805, and we were blown away by everybody's generosity. So it became an annual thing. And I've been driving, because we drive in shifts, because we don't stop driving for the length of the marathon. I've been driving since 10 a.m. today, and I have raised over $46,000 on my shift alone. It's incredible.
Wow, that's amazing. And I'm just looking at the screen now, which is on Twitch, and your total is $396,074. Is that just since you started this one?
Like, yeah, that's not lifetime total. That's since we started on the 9th of November.
And I was watching earlier, and you kind of, people can tune in, and you're sitting around in the room chatting. I think you were chatting about cats when I checked in. So how do you get through the day and get people in interested?
We have giveaways and auctions, and we take challenges. We have a bunch of professional actors and improvisers and stuff who come and sing and dance and do just engaging things and try to be funny on camera. We also have a huge number of wonderful special guests that come in. We actually have, right now on camera, if you go and check out twitch.tv now, we have, Steve Dengler, who's a longtime supporter of our charity event. And last year for Canada's 150, did the first circumpolar navigation of the globe in a helicopter, and he's telling us about that. So just kind of fun stuff. We just invite people over to be entertaining.
Well, he should be able to drive a bus if he has those skills. And I know in the past you've had celebrity guests like Will Wheaton, also known as Star Trek's Wesley Crusher. What other kinds of wacky things are happening this year?
Oh, my goodness. So there are so many wacky things happening this year. It's hard to even mention them all. We have a lot of celebrity call-ins from famous people. I'm trying to think of literally any of them right now, and I feel bad because my mind is blanking. But really, it's more about just the experience. It's sort of like one of those can't look away things because something weird is always happening. It's how they have the slow television in Europe, or it's just somebody knitting, but it's strangely compelling. That's what Desert Bus is like, except every so often we have a random dance party to keep up the energy in the room.
It's kind of like watching the log at Christmas when you're waiting for the hand to come in, but way better, right?
Yeah, well, the log doesn't have human pyramids, and occasionally we do that.
Okay. Now, this money that you're raising goes to Child's Play. Can you remind us what Child's Play is all about?
Yes, absolutely. I mentioned it a little bit earlier. Child's Play is a charity that's run out of Seattle, Washington, but they help children's hospitals and hospitals with pediatrics wards all over the globe, including, I think, 5 or 7 hospitals in Canada as well. And what they do is they provide toys, games, and other therapeutic equipment, things to children's hospitals to improve the lives of children who are undergoing treatment at children's hospitals. They've done a lot of, they've helped fund a lot of research in this area as well. So, for example, I'm not a representative of Child's Play, but I can tell you one of the things that they help support is VR initiatives, because it turns out if you have to give a child painful and invasive medical procedures such as spinal taps, if you can have them immersed in a VR world, they don't need as much pain medication. And it's just like, and just trying to uplift the lives of children and their families and help them get through what is a stressful and painful time on many axes.
Well, it sounds like it's all for a very good cause. Are you going to be driving the bus for Hope 21 in 10 years from now?
I mean, ideally at that point, maybe we have some younger, spryer people in there dancing and doing human pyramids, but I'm willing to put my back on the line if that's what it takes.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and good luck with your road trip today.
Thank you so much. If you want to check out Desert Bus for Hope, please go to twitch.tv/desertbus, D-E-R-S-E-T. Well, I can't spell it anymore. I've been doing this for 5 days straight. Desert Bus. Please look it up on your own. Just Google us. Our website is desertbus.org, and come and see why people are so willing to give us money to do this weird thing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Catherine DeVere is a member of the Loading Ready Run, a Victoria-based comedy group that puts on Desert Bus for Hope every year.